Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk has dropped a bombshell this morning. He has offered to buy 100% of Twitter stock at $54.20 in a plan to take Twitter private. So let's go ahead and take a look at the details. So this morning, Elon Musk breaks a few day rest and silence on Twitter, saying that he's made an offer and he shares in a SEC filing. Here's a letter that Elon Musk sent to Twitter's board. It says, Brett Taylor, chairman of the board, I invested in Twitter as I believe in its potential to be the platform for free speech around the globe. And I believe free speech is a societal imperative for a functioning democracy. So a few things. He thinks that Twitter is going to be or is a global free speech platform, at least could be, and that he thinks this is essential to a functioning democracy. The alternative is if we compromise on free speech, we basically put functioning democracy at risk, right? And we could see this in various movements around the world, movement toward authoritarianism. All right, so however, since making my investment, I now realize the company will neither thrive nor serve this social imperative in its current form. So in summary, Elon Musk has tried to work with the board. He's had lots of discussions with them, but he's realizing that, yeah, it's not going to work out for him to try to lobby as kind of a minority shareholder. Twitter needs to be transformed as a private company. So he said this before with, back in the day with Tesla, he preferred Tesla as a private company. He wanted to take it private. It didn't work out. Now he's trying to take Twitter private. He thinks that Twitter will be best served in a format where it's a private company, maybe not subject to the whims and also the pressures of shareholders and the stock price, right? As a result, I am offering to buy 100% of Twitter at $54.20 per share in cash, a 54% premium over the day before I began investing in Twitter, and a 38% premium over the day before my investment was publicly announced. My offer is my best and final offer, and if it is not accepted, I would need to reconsider my position as a shareholder. In other words, Elon Musk would likely cash out of his position in Twitter if the board doesn't accept this offer, or who knows, maybe Elon does a hostile takeover, which I'll explain. Also, Twitter has extraordinary potential. I will unlock it. Elon Musk. This is quintessential Elon Musk, straight to the point, super clear with his intentions. And then there's a voice script attached to this SEC filing. This is probably between Brett Taylor and Elon Musk. Elon says, I'm not playing the back and forth game. I have moved straight to the end. It's a high price and your shareholders will love it. If the deal doesn't work out, given that I don't have confidence in management, nor do I believe I can drive the necessary change in the public market, I would need to reconsider my position as a shareholder. Also, he says this is not a threat and simply not a good investment without the changes that need to be made. And those changes won't happen without taking the company private. My advisors and my team are available after you get the letter to answer your questions. And there will be more details in our public filing. After you receive the letter and review the public filing, your team can call my family office with any questions. All right, so let's talk about what are the implications here of Elon Musk's offer to buy Twitter. So Twitter stock today is relatively flat. It's implying the board, I think, will likely reject the offer, even though there's still a possibility the board will accept the offer. That's why perhaps the stock price hasn't dropped, but it's still kind of in uncertain kind of limbo period. All right, I put out a tweet poll. I said, will Twitter accept Elon Musk's offer to be bought out at $54.20 per share and be taken private? 66% of the people said no. So two-thirds of the people are expecting Twitter to reject Elon Musk's offer. All right, so Twitter board, they will likely meet today to discuss this offer. They likely also will meet together with their lawyers. This is going to be an intense period. I think one of the major themes for the Twitter board will be fiduciary duty. They want to avoid lawsuits, and perhaps they want to consider if there are any other possible suitors who want to buy Twitter as well. Brett Taylor is the chairman of the board, and Jack Dorsey is still on the board until the next shareholder meeting. All right, so a few options I think going forward. First, option number one is Twitter accepts Elon Musk's offer as is. However, this is kind of unlikely. Twitter will probably likely to counter offer, and even if they accept their offer, they will likely put the offer to a shareholder vote so they can avoid lawsuits, right? Option number two is they reject Elon Musk's offer. This is probably perhaps the most likely scenario. They claim it was too low. The problem is if Elon dumps the stock and the stock drops, then this could open up the board for lawsuits where, let's say, disgruntled shareholders are saying, oh, you should have took Elon's offer at $54. Now the stock, let's say, is $35. So yeah, that's something to consider. Option three would be for the board to consider other offers. And I think this is another likely scenario. They can go to actually Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, and others who have large cash piles and try to field a highest bid for the company. Yeah, this definitely would be a possibility. And who knows if Elon Musk would actually up his bid in a bidding war. All right, so if Twitter rejects the offer from Elon Musk, will Elon start his own social media platform? So I put out a Twitter poll. 59% of people think yes, and then 40% people think no. So there's a leaning toward yes. If Elon Musk starts his own social media platform, there's a few things. First, it's going to be a big challenge to reach network effects in a crowded social media space. And yeah, it's very likely, it's possible that Elon could fail to reach scale in this new social media platform. However, it still could be a worthwhile endeavor regardless due to the high stakes involved. Elon is viewing this not as like this financial investment solely, but mostly because he wants to champion free speech and he sees the future of democracy at stake here. Also, Elon makes calculated decisions but isn't afraid to fail. His ultimate goal is he wants to improve the probability that the future for humanity is good. And with that lens, it could make sense to try at least to start a new social media platform. So what's the impact on Tesla, SpaceX, and any other Elon companies? So Elon, I think, knows how to push change with minimal time commitment. He's shown this with Neuralink, with Boring Company. He could lead right, an entire company without having to spend 40 or 50 hours on that company. However, a new social media platform really is another beast, and it could be a super big challenge. It could become a distraction, especially during the launch period and ramp period, which would require probably a lot of attention from Elon. However, there is potential upside long-term in terms of its possible impact toward society, toward democracy, if the social media platform would succeed. However, we're left with a lot of short-term uncertainty. Lastly, I want to talk about the hostile takeover possibility. So if Twitter rejects Elon's offer, Elon could mount a possible hostile takeover effort via a proxy battle, which would be basically trying to gain enough of the shareholder vote to force, let's say, a new board. This would likely require Elon to increase his stakes substantially. Also, the Twitter board could possibly counter this by swallowing a poison pill, which would be various ways in which they could try to make a takeover unattractive. For example, they could issue the right for existing shareholders to buy more shares at a big discount if there was a takeover account, thus diluting the share count and making a takeover much less attractive. I think the hostile takeover likely is not the preferred path for Elon Musk, but the question is, does he really think he has a decent likelihood that a new social media platform would succeed? And then compare that likelihood with the chances that a hostile takeover would work. I think the best options are the following. First, number one, buy 9% and work with the board. However, we know that didn't work out, so we can cross out that option number one. Option number two is to offer to buy out the company and take it private. Right now, we're in process for number two. Number three would be either a hostile takeover or start a new social media platform. And so this is to be determined. Finally, I think a lot is at stake here. I'm actually impressed. Elon Musk just isn't about preserving wealth or growing his wealth. A lot of people in his situation would actually become very risk averse, right? And wouldn't try big things or be super afraid to fail. However, Elon is putting himself on the line. He sees a big problem right now with the trajectory of democracy, of freedom of speech, and he wants to actually correct it and actually increase the probability that the future for humanity will be good. To that end, he's willing to, you know, cause a commotion, rile up things, and try to steer Twitter in the right direction. If he's not able to, he might end up having to start a new social media platform. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.